It is 19 minutes before 8 o'clock, and you're listening to Saskatchewan Weekend on CBC Radio 1. Like all regions in the province, the Mid Lakes region has a rich history. In Craik, an organization is trying to turn the stories from the past into a living archive for generations to come. Hilda and Doug Dale both volunteer with the Craik Oral History Society. Doug has lived in the area his whole life, and when I spoke to the couple on a bench outside the Craik Eco Center, he could see the place he was born from that purge, and it put him in mind of the reason where his love for history began.
I've always been interested, particularly in families. I remember when I was 3 years old, I was memorizing my mother's name and grandmother's name and so on, and that's where it started, shall we say, and then it's just a progression from that.
As you think back on some of the history that you gathered and the archive that you're creating, are there particular stories or circumstances that stand out in your mind from what you've heard?
I digress slightly. However, there's a preamble to this, but in any case, from 1929 until 1984, my mother wrote letters to her twin sister, who was in Minnesota. My Aunt Alma passed away. Alma had never thrown anything away. That's a family trait. We don't throw anything away. And, anyway, she brought these letters back that Mother had written, and it goes, oh, there's a great history. There's 500 pages of these over, you know, from 29 to 84, something like this. For instance, it tells her she first mentions my dad. And they did it a dance. And it went on when Mother and Dad got married. This almost eloped. Everyone knew they were going to get married, but on the 28th of November, 1931, they went to Brownlee, got married, came back and told everyone they were married. And then it goes on and on, and this is all in a private, that we have, and I don't mind it being public, but you get other people that were writing different things and so on.
I was thinking about some of the stories. One of the stories, there were sad stories about when families lost other family members back in 1917 and in the flu and stuff like that. Some of the families were touched tragically. I remember being deeply moved by some of those stories.
Well, I think there's something powerful about hearing people's stories in their own words that goes beyond a book that an historian might write. Mm-hmm. Was that part of the inspiration behind why you felt like this was a great way of sharing the history of the region?
I think so, yes. And it was the idea that it was all there in the oral history room, in the room, and all you had to do was go and dig and find it. Yeah, and so even the way we're trying to get it cataloged now, you know, if someone comes in and wants to know something about their family, we can just go to our file index and look it up, and then either it can be on tape or it can be a story or a reference, or it can be even on a slide, because the lady that we said got the idea to begin with, Vi Spencer, she was around the community all over the place, and Glenn Hymers was helping her. They were filming and they were recording.